following. A seed-bearing plant which doesn't have a woody stem and dies, going back to the ground once it has flowered. Or a plant with leaves, seeds, or flowers which can be used for flavoring foods, perfumes, or for medicinal purposes. We will use the word herb for any plant-derived substance which can be used as a useful medicinal aid. When you look at the numbers, there are in the region of 380,000 documented known types of plants, with more than a few hundred thousand still to be discovered. The potential for more beneficial herbs is still enormous, with some still being undiscovered. At present, there are around 260,000 plants, which are known as higher plants. These plants contain chlorophyll and create their energy using the process of photosynthesis. Each plant which comes from this higher plant group can be used for medicinal purposes. Unfortunately, the number of plants that have been studied for their medicinal properties is only around 10%. With the speed of development around the Amazon rainforest region, more of these plants are being destroyed, so we might not be in the position to see the value of some plants. Active ingredients in herbal supplements can come from one or several of the plant parts. This can include the roots, fruits, bark, leaves, flowers, stems, and or the seeds. There are numbers of herbs which show pharmacological properties and range from targeted therapy on specific organs, or they can be used as an overall tonic with complete influence on the body overall. There are also some herbs, such as ginseng, which is known as an adaptogen. This term, adaptogen, refers to a plant substance that is all natural and produces no adverse side effects, even when consumed in more significant quantities for extended periods of time. As the name suggests, an adaptogen has an overall tonic effect on the human body. They aid in the adjustment of numerous types of broad-based stressors. This helps in the overall efficiency of the internal healing system to increase. They also help in neutralizing any effects of overtraining, while still promoting speedy recovery and wellness. Personal allergies should also be kept in mind. It is not to say you have to worry about an allergy when seasoning with a fresh culinary herb like basil or thyme. A meager 1% of plants are known to be poisonous. You just need to be careful of what you ingest and how high the recommended dosage is. Purchasing herbs and preparation. It is wise to remember that some herbs are very safe when taken for short periods of time. However, they can become dangerous with long-term use. You should only use any herbal remedy or medicine for as long as is required, while always adhering to the manufacturer's guidelines. Capsules and tablets. 2/3 of all herb supplement sales are made in capsule and tablet form. It is common for dried herbs to be put in a capsule or tablet with the precise directions for usage and dosage on the product label. From time to time, there will be herbal extracts in liquid form within a capsule. The typical dosage for both is 2 to 3 tablets or, in the case of capsules, 2 to 3 times daily. Extracts or tinctures. Liquid herbal preparations are known as extracts, or more commonly known as tinctures. These are generally made by the soaking of herbs in a water and or alcohol mixture. These extracts frequently come in either a bottle form with a dropper for measuring doses or a set number of vials which are set for one serving. You should be aware that a good deal of homeopathic extracts are considerably stronger than regular ones and should be used following advice from a certified homeopathic specialist. Powders. Dried herbs can also be ground into fine powders, which are to be mixed with water before swallowing to be consumed. On many occasions, these drinks will have a bitter taste of the herb and can be sweetened with honey, or you can purchase empty gelatin capsules and enclose the powder by hand to bypass this aftertaste. Dried herbs. On many occasions, these herbs are sold in large airtight containers in bulk. When at home, all your herbs should be stored in the same way. You should choose a cool, dark area. With these purchased bulk herbs, you can either fill gelatin capsules and swallow as required or brew them as a tea. 1 tablespoon of the herb in hot water is the most common dosage. Drink any made tea hot or store any leftovers in the refrigerator to be reheated later. Prepared teas. A vast number of dried herbs can be purchased in teabag form, ready to be brewed like any other tea. The dissimilarity between any medicinal tea and teas found in supermarkets is the potency. An actual medicinal tea will pack more power and should only be consumed as directed. Creams and ointments. Many herbs are shown to be beneficial when used externally rather than internally. Herbal creams are used to reduce joint pain or in alleviating skin problems and irritations like eczema. In experience, these products work well and are generally free from adverse side effects. However, some creams and ointments contain many potent ingredients and should be always used as directed. Personal care products. Soaps, lotions, deodorants, toothpaste, and other various products are also available, being usually all natural and with some herbs added to increase beneficial properties which relate to the product's usage. These products are usually effective and offer excellent alternatives to common chemical-filled personal care products. This is especially the case when you know the adverse side effects of chemical additives. They are vast and shocking in many instances. Popular herbs. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, Withania somnifera, is termed Indian ginseng, and this adaptogen helps with learning and memory. A study in India of 50 subjects who suffered from long-term lethargy and chronic fatigue were administered a tonic, one which contained 11 herbs with ashwagandha being one. The patients had not responded to vitamin or mineral supplements and possessed no known illnesses. After consumption of the ashwagandha-based tonic for 1 month, the subjects reported a 45% improvement in mood. Additionally, blood plasma proteins and their hemoglobin levels increased by quite a margin, which showed a general health improvement too. Effects of ashwagandha compared to ginseng were measured to see the adaptogen qualities and anabolic differences. In a test involving test rats and mice, they were given an extract of ginseng and ashwagandha extract, or saline, for 7 days. On day 8 of the study, the animal's endurance was measured by swimming. In the ginseng group, they swam for 62.55 minutes. The ashwagandha group swam for 82.14 minutes, while the saline group only swam for 35.34 minutes. This advocates that ashwagandha might be a stronger adaptogen than ginseng and also suggests that it might increase athletic endurance too. Cat's claw. Cat's claw, Uncaria tomentosa, is found in South America and is well known for its immune-boosting and anti-inflammatory benefits. Cat's claw can be used in treating many disorders related to the immune system, such as rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, herpes, and cancer. It is also called una de gato and is commonly found in tincture or pill form. For quality, check supplements which are standardized to 15% polyphenols. Dosages of cat's claw are 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day. Citrus aurantium. The unique ripe fruit of the green orange has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for over 1,000 years, being taken to energize the body with comparable effects of ephedrine. Citrus aurantium also improves digestion, circulation, and liver function. Citrus aurantium contains a synephrine, a substance similar to ephedrine and other thermogenics like caffeine and guarana, but without the side effects included. Synephrine has been shown to be non-habit-forming and doesn't act on the nervous system like ephedrine. Research shows it possesses antidepressant capabilities while still increasing the cardiac output of the heart. Check out products that provide 3 to 6 milligrams of synephrine. Echinacea. Native to North America, the American Indians use it more than any other herb, and it is the herb of choice for fighting colds, flu, infections, and a variety of other conditions. Around 350 studies have investigated echinacea's clinical uses, with research concluding that echinacea has numerous immune-stimulating effects. According to European studies, echinacea can increase activity and the number of circulating immune system cells. It also enhances the production of natural immunoactive compounds like interferon. 9 species of echinacea exist, although only 2 of them, Echinacea purpurea and Echinacea angustifolia, have had an extensive study done on them. Check either of these out for maximum benefits. The recommended dosage is 200 to 400 milligrams 2 to 3 times per day, either on their own or with other immune-enhancing herbs. Chapter 11, The Weekly Training Program. I would like to introduce an easy-to-understand training program. It's very consistent and allows for the time needed in the healing, repair, and growth of muscles. This is, therefore, utilized as a means for success and real results-based achievement. Always stay hydrated, focused, positive, and use the 3 pillars to keep you on track for the long haul. I always recommend adding great supplements to aid your body in its core nutrient processes as a necessity. Nutritional food is always great, but sometimes we need just a bit more to stay strong, energized, and give our bodies the sustenance needed to achieve awesome long-term results. Fundamental Core Weekly Training Program. Add required reps. Workout number 1. Monday, chest, triceps, and abdominals. Workout number 2. Tuesday, shoulders, legs, and abdominals. Workout number 3, Wednesday, back, biceps, and abdominals. Workout number 4, Thursday, chest, triceps, and abdominals. Workout number 5, Friday, shoulders, legs, and abdominals. Workout number 6, Saturday, back, biceps, and abdominals. Additional tips. Abdominals are done every day, Monday through Friday. Every 3 days, the whole body is done. Over 1 week, every body part is done twice. Workout number 1 and workout number 4. Chest. Bench press, 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps. Incline press, 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps. Flies, 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps. Triceps. Standing triceps extension with barbell, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Close grip bench press, 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps. Abdominals. Crunches, 4 sets of 25 repetitions. Workout number 2 and workout number 5. Shoulders. Dumbbell press, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Military press, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Standing lateral raises, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Legs. Squats, 5 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Leg extensions, 5 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Leg curls, 5 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Abdominals, crunches, 4 sets of 25 repetitions. Workout number 3 and workout number 6. Back. Lat machine pull downs, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Deadlifts, 5 sets of 8 to 10 reps. One arm dumbbell rows, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Biceps. Seated dumbbell curls, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Standing barbell rows, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Abdominals. crunches, 4 sets of 25 repetitions. Chapter 12. How to execute each major exercise. Seated dumbbell curls. Sit with a dumbbell in each hand at arm's length. Hold your elbows close to your body. Turn your palms so they are facing your body. This is the starting position. Hold your upper arms stationary, then curl the weights and start twisting your wrists as the dumbbells pass your thighs. The palms of your hands should face forward toward you at the end of the movement. Make sure you contract the biceps as you exhale and make sure only your forearms move. Continue until your biceps are contracted entirely and the dumbbells are at shoulder level. Hold this position for a second to squeeze your biceps. Slowly lower the dumbbells toward the start position as you inhale and rotate your wrists back. Do this so you face your palms to your body. Standing barbell rows. Walk to the bar. Stand with your feet halfway under the bar and don't touch it with your shins. Stand medium width with your toes pointing outward. Grab the bar a little wider than your shoulder width. Hold the bar low in your hands. Bend your knees slightly. Keep them back so the bar will not hit them. Raise your chest and straighten your back. Don't move the bar, drop your hips, or be tempted to pull your shoulder blades together. Inhale deeply. Hold it and lift the bar toward your lower chest. Lead with your elbows by pulling them to the side of your body toward the ceiling. Lat machine pull-downs. Sit at the equipment. Adjust the machine knee pad to fit your height. This prevents your body lifting when you pull. Hold the bar with your palms facing forward. Your hands should be spaced wider than your shoulder width. For medium grips, hands need to be placed equal to your shoulder width. A close grip allows your hands to be placed so they are set narrower than your shoulder width. Extend your arms in front of you, holding the bar. Lean your torso back about 30 degrees. Create a curve in your lower back while sticking your chest out. This is your starting position. As you exhale, pull the bar down until it touches your upper chest. Squeeze your back muscles once you reach the full contracted position. Your upper body should remain stationary and only your arms should move. Your forearms do no other work apart from holding the bar, so do not pull the bar using your forearms. After a second at the contracted position, inhale and gradually raise the bar back to the starting position. Do this as your arms become fully extended and your laterals are stretched entirely. Squats. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Turn your toes slightly outward. Pull in and tighten your lower abs and keep your head and eyes facing forward. Inhale as you slowly bend your knees while dropping your hips as you lower your body. Keep the heels of your feet flat on the floor. As a counterbalance, hold your arms out in front of you at shoulder height. At the bottom of the motion, pause for a moment and exhale. Then push back up to the starting position. Keep your back as straight as possible during the lift to avoid any strain. One arm dumbbell rows. Place a dumbbell on each side of a flat bench. Place your left leg at the end of the bench. Bend your torso till your upper body becomes parallel to the floor. For support, place your left hand on the other end of the bench. Use your right hand to pick up the dumbbell. The palm of your hand should face into your torso. This is the starting position. Exhale and pull the dumbbell up to the side of your chest. Keep your upper arm close to the side of your body while you remain stationary. Once your arm reaches the highest point toward your shoulder, squeeze your back muscles. Inhale as you lessen the resistance and lower the dumbbell straight down to the starting position. Remember to switch sides and repeat with the other arm. Leg extensions. Select your lifting weight and sit on the machine. Place your legs under the pad, above your feet, pointing forward. Grab a hold of the side bars and make sure that your legs are at a 90-degree angle between your lower and upper leg. Exhale and use your quadriceps. Extend your legs to the maximum point in front of you. Hold this position for a second. Inhale and slowly lower the weight to the original start position. Leg curls. Sit with your back against the back support pad and adjust the machine to fit your height. Place your lower leg on top of the padded lever a few inches under your calves. Secure the lap pad against your thighs and above your knees. Grip the side handles and pointing your toes straight. Exhale and bending your knees, pull down the machine lever as far as possible under the back of your thighs. Hold this position for a second. Inhale as you slowly return to the starting position. Dumbbell press. Lie on a flat bench with a dumbbell in each hand. The palms of your hands will be facing each other. Once at your shoulder width, rotate your wrists forward so the palms of your hands are facing forward. The dumbbells should be just to the sides of your chest, with your upper arms and forearms making a 90-degree angle. Exhale and use your chest to push the dumbbells upward. Lock your arms at the top of the lift and tighten your chest, then pause for a second. Inhale and slowly lower the dumbbells. Here's a tip. Lowering the weight should take about twice as long as raising it. Military press. Position the barbell on the lifting rack to just below your shoulder height. Load the desired weights onto the bar. Stand with your feet just wider than your shoulders. Assume a shoulder-width stance, feet just wider than your shoulders, and place your hands at shoulder width. Now you grip on the bar with your palms facing toward you. Step under the bar and raise it onto your collarbone while keeping your back straight and in a neutral position. Take two steps back, inhale, and brace. Tuck your chin and then press the bar above your head and lock your arms. Pause for a second once your arms get to the lockout position. Exhale and slowly reverse the movement while lowering the bar back to your chest. Repeat for the desired number of repetitions and place the bar on the rack when finished. Use a partner to aid placement of equipment if needed. Standing lateral raises. Pick a couple of dumbbells and stand with a straight back. Hang dumbbells by your side at arm's length with your palms facing the sides of your body. This is your starting position. While maintaining a straight and stationary torso position, elevate the dumbbells from your sides with a slight bend on the elbow and with the hands slightly tilted forward. Exhale as you raise your arms until they are parallel to the floor and pointing sideways. Once your arms are level, pause for a second. Inhale as you slowly lower the dumbbells back to the starting position. Repeat for the recommended amount of repetitions. Bench press. Lie or sit depending on equipment type. Use a medium-width grip, just slightly wider than your shoulders. Create a 90-degree angle on your elbows. Raise the bar from the rack and hold it over your body with your arms locked. This is your starting position. Inhale and slowly lower the bar until it touches the middle of your middle chest. Pause for a second. Exhale as you raise the bar back to the starting position and lock in your arms. Repeat the movement for the prescribed amount of repetitions. When you are finished, place the bar back on the rack. It is advisable to have the assistance of a spotter. Incline press. Load the bar to an appropriate weight for your training. Adjust the seat to your height. The machine handles should be close to the top of your pectorals at the starting position. Your chest and head should be up with your shoulder blades contracted together. Exhale and push the handles forward by extending through the elbow. Pause at the top for a second. Inhale as you slowly return the weight to just above the starting position. Maintain tension on your muscles to prevent the weight resting back on the machine. Complete your set of repetitions before letting the weight come to rest on the machine. Flies. Sit on the machine and place your back flat on the support. Take hold of the handles, position your arms parallel to the floor, and alter the machine to fit your size. Exhale and pull the handles together in front of you as you tighten your chest in the middle. When the handles are at their maximum, pause for a second, holding the position. Inhale and slowly return to the starting position. Use the resistance of the machine to stretch your chest muscles as your hands return to your sides. Repeat for the number of repetitions in your set. Remember to breathe. Standing triceps extension with barbell. Stand holding a barbell with both hands. Your hands should be closer than your shoulder width apart from each other. Stand with your feet about shoulder width apart. Now raise the barbell above your head until your arms are fully extended. Keep your upper arms close to the side of your head. Lower the resistance in an arched motion behind your head until your forearms touch your biceps. Your upper arms should remain still and only your forearms should be moving. Breathe in as you perform this step. Exhale and return to the starting position, using your triceps to raise the barbell. Repeat for the recommended number of repetitions in your set. Close grip bench press. Lie on a flat bench. Using a closed grip, have your hands just inside your shoulder width. Lift the bar from the rack and hold it straight above you with locked arms. Inhale and slowly lower the bar until you feel it resting on your middle chest. Pause for a second, then exhale as you push the bar back to the starting position. Do this using your triceps. Lock your arms when you reach the limit. Pause and then repeat for the prescribed number of repetitions. When you are done, place the bar back on the rack. Have a spotter during your repetitions. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to make your physique amazing. I know that you'll succeed if you put your time and effort in for the long term. I'm so glad I could share my insights with you on a topic that I'm so passionate about. Additionally, I've done this so that you can meet your goals without worrying about all the BS and marketplace hype that can be so confusing and disheartening these days. If you follow the tips within this title, I know you will be well on your way to getting the body you want, your dream body. I congratulate you for allowing yourself to come this far. Please know that I am virtually cheering you on. I wish you so much luck in the future, and I am sending all my prayers and positive thoughts to you in your weight training journey. Thanks for spending your time with me here. God bless, as always, Vince. P.S. I truly believe in you. This has been Weight Training, a beginner's guide to building a leaner, bigger, stronger body naturally and easily. The Bigger, Leaner, Stronger Muscle Series Book 1. Written by Vince Kowalski. Narrated by Michael D. Colburn. Copyright 2018 by Vince Kowalski. Production copyright 2018 by Vince Kowalski.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.